than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation, to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast.
Oh, come on, man.
Now, Google Play Music.
That's right.
And you're watching us on YouTube because we are right here at the Yards Out M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, we got the bank, man. Hey, we're ready for football. Let's just get the tailgating started.
That's right. So Josh, my buddy, good here, right here. He's joining me today. Thank you guys for checking us out. The draft happened. So thankfully, we're doing another show.
The draft happened?
The draft.
I wouldn't know by the reactions.
Had no idea.
I wouldn't know. I mean, might as well be Patriots fans. We're all salty for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, they got their first chance last night, but luckily enough.
Great.
The Ravens, they went on Thursday night picking up a first rounder. Are you a little surprised that they didn't trade back? Because we saw Ozzie trade back in the second. I thought there might have been a chance that he moved back in the first.
Yeah, I don't think you can trade back in number six pick, to be honest with you. I mean, you have the top 10 pick in the draft. You're guaranteed. I actually saw before the draft, the Ravens had a 71% chance of drafting a Pro Bowler at a six pick, Brandon. So I don't think that the Ravens couldn't pass up. Now, obviously, when Bosa got taken third, we already knew the draft was going to start at pick three because we knew the quarterbacks were going to go one and two as they did Goff and Wentz.
And we're good there.
We're good.
We don't need one of those.
Hey, I'm fine with that. We don't have to draft the quarterback. But when Bosa went third, I thought we were going to Bosa personally.
Mm-hmm.
When he went third, everything shooken up. And then I knew with the flashy pick that the Cowboys were either going to go Ramsey or Elliott, and they went Ezekiel Elliott. So I knew it was going to be a scrap and call with the Jaguars. And aftermath, obviously we knew the Jaguars picked Jalen Ramsey. As with the video I posted on the draft breakdown, I thought four players. I had Bosa, I had Ramsey, I had Buckner, and I had Miles Jack. None of the who are Ravens right now, but what happens is the draft takes on its own form because it's just like sports, it's unscripted. We never know what happens. So when Ramsey goes fifth, thinking, okay, the Ravens might get Buckner. Jack had concerns with injuries, as we know.
Right.
So the Ravens didn't want to touch him because that had Perryman written all over it.
Right.
So with that, they picked Ronnie Stanley out of Notre Dame. And you hear reactions like, Ronnie, who or who? But come on. You got to protect Joe Flacco's blindside. When Joe Flacco went down right here in this very stadium with his first career injury, James Hurst was the starting left tackle.
Right, right.
We all gave Mike Orr crap for being, you know, Mr. False Start.
he was,
but
yes.
What happens is, and I always say this, I know Bryant McKinney was in Harbaugh's doghouse the year of the Super Bowl, but I swear if Bryant McKinney wasn't protecting his blind side during the Super Bowl run, we wouldn't have a second trophy.
Right.
And which I'm about to see here today, which I'm stoked. We'll get into that a little bit. But it just with Ronnie Stanley, I saw the highlights on this guy. Great breakdown. He's just pancaking guys. He's a big guy, and I heard early comparisons. John Ogden. Every time we draft somebody, you're always going to hear those comparisons.
Sure.
But, I'm excited. Protecting Joe. You got to protect Joe. He's coming off a knee injury. I'm excited for this pick.
He seems like a smart guy. Like, you listen to him talk.
Yes.
He's a very good public speaker, which is something that, you know, isn't something you need in football. But when I hear somebody speaking very well, I'm like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. He's
exactly.
Smart. He's not gonna cost you flags. He's not going to cost you games. It seems like he can be level-headed. And plus, Joe needs that protection. I mean, we saw what happened last year with Joe getting injured. We saw what happened, like you said, in the Super Bowl year. This is a good pickup. Joe Flacco, of all people, has to be ecstatic. This is what we did at number 6.
I heard he actually met Joe Flacco yesterday.
Yeah.
And the reaction was great. Joe was being jovial with him and to do dress as well. Did you see his outfit?
I did.
He's flashy, man. I love him. He was very blessed, very happy to be here. So pick number one, and obviously with that being said, you know, I heard the Ravens, two things. They tried to jump back into the first round, which I heard earlier, remember, but what was confirmed, Ravens actually tried to trade picks with Jacksonville, tried to jump to number 5 to get Ramsey because they wanted Ramsey. Everybody, even including me, was screaming, here we go. But the Jaguars, I knew they couldn't let that guy go, once-in-a-lifetime talent. We'll see what happens, how it unfolds, because we do play Jacksonville
on
September 25th. So we'll get to see these draft picks play out right for eyes and see who's got the better hand here.
Now, what about the guy that dropped, you know, after that video was released on Twitter? Was he on the Ravens' radar at all?
No.
No?
I mean, they were – Eric DaCosta said he was on their board, per se, but he wasn't as far as – being drafted from us. I don't think so. But what a shame, man. You got to watch social media. Now with – you know, the NFL's different 10 years ago where now social media can burn you.
Yeah.
So you just got to watch out, guys, what you're doing out there. But what a shame you dropped out of the first round, I believe –
He was in the first. No, the Dolphins picked him up.
That's right. The Dolphins took a chance on him. So, Tunsil, you guys got to get together, man. What an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if it was an ex-girlfriend who got mad, ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, that type of deal. But just you got to watch what you do on social media. You got to protect all of your accounts like you can, because after the bong video came out, then stuff on Instagram came out where he was asking coaches for money, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it just became a mess, and the Ravens don't want that circus. And speaking of circus, obviously, it was kind of funny sitting there poking light at the Patriots, because we were sitting there. The Broncos on the clock at pick 26. And the Broncos, what a pick, man. They moved up to get Paxton.
Yeah.
I think it was a great pick. You've seen some surprises in there, but we knew 1 and 2 were Goff and Wentz. I think that's going to set the futures for L.A. and Philadelphia for years to come. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. We do play Philly this year.
That's right.
So maybe we'll go after Wentz. Can't wait to see how it happens. But with that being said, there wasn't 32 picks in the first round. There were only 31.
31,
I wonder
that's
why
right.
that was. But
We got some traffic here.
Yeah, it's getting crazy out here on a Saturday morning. with that being said, the Ravens actually made some splashes in the second round, man.
Right. They did, yes, absolutely. And people on social media, again, social media, people on my Facebook, we were watching draft round two, people were freaking out that the Ravens kept going back and back and trading back and trading back, because they're like, we had a bad season. These picks are supposed to be higher. What are you doing? Let's get these players.
And this is why they're armchair quarterbacks.
Exactly.
And they're not the pros. Let the pros handle this. They do this for a reason.
Right.
This is making me upset. Like, I'm like, and these people I know, people I don't know, and I'm like, you guys got to stop. Like,
yeah.
You're not drafted. You might have your opinion or, oh, I wanted this guy. Well, you don't run the team. These guys know what they're doing. Ozzie drafted Joe Flacco. He drafted Ray Lewis. He drafted Ogden. He drafted Suggs. I can go on and on and on. He drafted Ed Reed. You're going to fault him? Ozzie traded back, and I did research. We had a top 10 pick.
Right.
We had a top 10 pick. I think we were 8th or 9th in the draft. I think we dropped back to 26th, and then we traded back up to get 18th to get Flacco. So were you panicking then? Because I think it's worked out fine, being that he's only got a Super Bowl trophy and MVP. So.
Yeah.
I think it's worked out fine. So, but with this is the problem that people have. They panic when Ozzie pulls the trigger on this, but we acquired 2 picks.
Yes.
Fourth, not only that, but 5 in the fourth round.
True.
Five picks.
That's huge.
5.
That's huge.
Enough said. I mean, yeah, we don't have the roster spots to warrant hold these rookies, so we're probably not going to hold them all.
But you can develop these guys, and this is depth. Look at how much we needed depth this past season.
How many injuries
season.
We had last year?
Unbelievable.
Were you the team doctor?
Just look at running back. Just look at running back and how many guys, you know, were coming in for the Ravens. Terrence West did not start as a Raven this season. He ended the season as one.
He did.
Because we needed that depth. So getting those late-round picks are as important as getting those early-round picks, because you have guys that can be starters, but you need to develop for the future.
Absolutely. You need to develop in the future, you know, not only now, but for the future, I should say. And what it goes without saying, the Ravens got a quality guy. His name is Kamale.
This is
Carrera.
A weird name.
We got it. What was that? Kulichi Osamele, that one?
Yeah,
year?
Yeah.
But he's out of Boise State.
Boise State. Is he from Hawaii? Because that's a very Hawaiian name to me.
I believe he might be.
I think he is.
But this guy's a motor. I've seen the highlights on this guy.
I was impressed last night.
We picked him in the 42nd pick in the trade. So, and everybody was giving us flack that, oh, we're just giving Jacksonville our picks because we do play him this year. And how they beat us last year, and well, we let them in the door, obviously, and it shouldn't have been a win for them, but
sure.
Because they got Jalen Ramsey and they got Miles Jack, but Miles Jack has injury concerns. I mean, did we know not injury concerns when we drafted Perryman? Now look at it. Now we're crying wolf. So with that being said, if anybody has injury concerns, I don't want them on the team. I want them healthy 100%.
Right.
This guy's a beast. His sack dance is awesome. I think he's going to be – and I've even said this. This is why I wanted Buckner, and right after we picked Stanley at 6, the Niners jumped on Buckner at 7, a defensive end from Oregon, which I loved, and I was like, that screams Raven all over the place.
It does, yeah.
And because we need that pass rusher to replace Suggs this year, but we got him in Carrera, and what a motor this guy has, man. I'm excited for this guy.
Now, a name that you might remember, Super Bowl year, I don't think we've had a talent like him until maybe potentially this guy, Paul Kruger.
Yes,
this
I remember.
Guy
that
reminded
was a key part. in the defense.
Huge. And this guy reminded me so much of Kruger. Yep. I mean, I just saw so much of that
player
in him.
And Harbaugh spoke highly of Kruger when he came here, and even Ray Lewis was vocal. This guy's a beast. And
yeah.
I think Kruger fits the bill. Play like a Raven, let's go. And we did it again. We dropped back again and acquired another pick. And we also got another defensive end. So we have Bronson Kafusi out of BYU. So with these names, it's kind of getting exotic out there, wouldn't you
say?
We go from Ronnie Stanley, just typical household name to these.
Hold on, let me tell you, this was also awesome, Ronnie Stanley getting drafted, because the pick came exactly at the end of the Caps' first period. We draft a guy with the last name of Stanley.
You said that on Twitter, which was fitting. And they won in great fashion with a hat trick, Oshie.
That's
right. Which shares like a kind of name like Joshie, Oshie, Josh. Who knows? I don't know. Hey, we're putting a curse, but we hope we're getting a third championship this year for Baltimore. But I wish Caps well. Game 2 is tonight, right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, Caps Pens.
Got to go check out What the Puck. We break it all down there, right?
That's right. Absolutely. We do instant reactions on Facebook
my instant reaction. I rewatched my instant reaction to Stanley. It was kind of fun because I was like sitting there like, dang, I was like all fired up. I didn't know what to do. It was good.
Yeah. So yeah. So let's go over the third pick that we got. Who is this guy and what's he all about?
His name is Bronson Kafusi. He's out of BYU.
Okay.
6'6", 285. His breakdown right here. He's very lengthy. He's very long and lengthy. So he's very lengthy. I don't know if he has too much stock on him yet. But they put him all over the line of scrimmage, I hear. So he's playing all over. So that's good because –
good, versatile player.
We need to be exotic in our defensive schemes here. I think we're getting too generic and too predictable. And I think we need to, you know, mix it up like with the Rex Ryan days and organized chaos out here where you got guys lined up here. You don't know if they're blitzing. You don't know if they're, you know, back in coverage, man coverage. And if you confuse the quarterbacks, we're going to give people fits this year, man. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we have, you know, Terrell Suggs, his career is winding down. We have C.J. Mosley. We have Elvis Dumervil.
Yep.
Except for our first rounder, a lot of defense.
And that's what we need because we beat up on offense. I mean, we got Eric White on defense and free agency, but we got Mike Wallace. We got Ben Watson.
Yep.
We signed Trent Richardson.
Yep.
We re-signed Forsett's under contract. So, and Flacco's coming back. So, I mean, we got the linemen to protect Flacco. We got ends because our problem is pass rushing. I thought our problem was coverage, but here's the problem. If you can get to the quarterback and your front seven are safe, your quarterbacks can be mediocre. You don't have to cover. If you only need to cover for 5 seconds, me and you can go out there and cover in the NFL. If the front seven are eating the quarterbacks alive out there and wreaking havoc in the backfield and disrupting it, we don't need corners. So maybe it's a great thing that we maybe did pass on Jalen Ramsey because maybe we actually need to get the quarterbacks with Suggs and Dumervil. Suggs is on his way out this year, and Dumervil is on his downward on his prime year. So and Mosley's only up and up, but we need these linebackers. And we need to get back to Baltimore Ravens hardcore defense here, man. I'm kind of missing it.
That's very true.
I'm tired of letting up 30 points a game and 400 yards in offense. I want this where it's you can't run the ball and you know what's coming, passing, and we're picking things off left and right.
That's right.
But I'm interested to see with our safeties and Eric Weddle back there on how it's going to pan out.
Absolutely. So we have a couple more draft picks today. So what? How many did you say we had in the fourth round?
We have seven. I'm going to
Seven today.
And here's the thing. We have like a slew of three picks like within 10, which is great. We have pick 104. We have pick 107. So right there, back to back. Then we have pick 130, 132, and 134. So, and two of them are compensatory picks. So 132, 134 compensatory picks. We had 107 and 130 from the Broncos and Dolphins in the trades. So I think we're going to be okay. I mean, rounds four, you might not find the talent. Picks 1, 2, and 3 were great.
Yeah.
But again, we can find talent everywhere. I mean, I always say to people, where was Dennis Pitta drafted? Where was Ray Rice drafted who helped us in the Super Bowl run in those years?
Right.
Where was Tom Brady drafted? Yeah, he didn't start right away. But where were these guys drafted? And I always say that. I mean, you know, you might hate on Brady because he cheats and all that, but his talent, you can't knock his talent, what he does on the field. And where he was drafted, that's kind of a steal. I mean, it wasn't one overall like Goff or two overall like Wentz.
Right.
Or one overall like Andrew Luck.
True.
The Redskins mortgage our future on a second pick in RG3, and look how he panned out. He's gone.
Didn't.
He's at Cleveland where we know where. We know where careers die.
That's the factory of sadness.
Where our team is born.
Where the team was born, and then they achieve greatness by coming here.
They do achieve greatness, and I just can't say that enough. I'm very stoked. But, man, it's going to be an exciting day today. We had the Flock Festival. Me and you got some deals in the Ravens outlet sale. He got one. I'm not wearing mine. I put mine in the car. But we got a piece of history.
We got turf.
We got turf. Men need turf.
Yeah.
It's my turf.
We got turf. I got
just
a field goal
post. Just
don't
want Zamboni to tear it up.
No, no. My cat, well, I don't want him to think that's a litter box. I don't want the dog to think, hey, I'm inside. I don't have to go outside anymore.
Exactly.
So I don't know what I'm going to do with the turf. But
we got our own piece of turf history here, and I'm anxious to see when I get inside that stadium in about an hour or so if they actually have live grass on the field, because I will – now here's the thing, because they do let fans on the field.
Right.
And – being that they picked up the turf already, I don't know if it's just going to be – I don't know what's going to be on the field. I can't see down there yet. They won't let us down there. But I'm anxious to see if it's just, like, artificial regular grass or real grass, or is it real sod and they're going to re-sod before the season? Did they semi-spray paint, or is it just a green field with no paint? Who knows, because they take a lot of work to paint
Well, like,
so,
there's, like, the flock thing tonight, and in August they do the movie
summer.
Night.
Then they got the Beyonce concert here. So,
I don't think – grass is going to go through a lot before the season.
Yeah, so I don't know what they have down there, being that they tore the field up. So I'm anxious to see.
Billy Joel's coming too, right?
No. I think that was last year.
I think he's coming back. I could have sworn he's coming back. Yeah. I think in August. I'm not positive. I'm not a Billy Joel fan, so I don't know.
We don't do concerts here, dude. Not kidding. Yeah, but I love concerts. I was the one last night. So.
I went to the arena 2 weeks ago, saw Bruce Springsteen.
How was that?
Amazing.
I saw it was a good show.
Such a good show.
The Boss.
Yeah,
The Boss. The Boss is always classy, man.
Yeah.
And I heard he didn't he wear Orioles or something, or that was another concert?
No, that was
that was Luke Bryan.
Yeah,
that was Luke Bryan. See, I'm getting my I love music. Don't get me wrong, I love my music, but I've been so out there on social media. I'm like, okay, who's playing now? Because there's so many concerts, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But today's the Flock Festival. If anyone knows about it, it's 11-3 today. The Orioles do play tonight here at home. They've been on fire. First place O's. Got to congratulate them. They won two in a row here at home. It's a flat festival, so get out here. The outlet sale is running till 11, which is another hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
We have deals. They're getting deals on.
Not as good as last year.
Like you were saying, like some of the polos were like 10, 15. Now they're 20. But can't blame, man. I got some good deals on some good Ravens polos, some good clothing items.
Yeah.
The stuff I'm sporting today, I got from the outlet sale last year, some good deals. And everybody swears I work for the team with the apparel I wear. But I'm like, it's official team apparel.
Right.
So it's issued from the team by Nike, by the NFL.
I have a name on the back of this. I got fireman right here.
We have a fireman guy.
I saw a Cam Cameron shirt, a polo shirt. I mean, I don't know who wants that, but still.
If you want to call bad plays and get fired, maybe you can wear it to your work and get fired.
Yeah. Say.
You're fired. And then watch your organization win a championship. But
yeah.
He still got a ring out of it, so I'm sorry he's not complaining, because he did play a part in the building, the orchestra, and that. But the Flock Festival has some great festivities. I'm not young enough to be a kid, but they have some autographs. Eric Weddle's going to be here. Even Joe Flacco himself's going to be here. Steve Smith.
Yep.
Some big names here in Ravens. And I'm very excited for this opportunity, because I get to see what's on my hat. The trophies.
That's right. You got
the trophies are going to be on display today. Get my photo up. I just can't wait to get the experience, and I really can't wait to see it all, man. I love walking around the stadium and not having to worry about a game and just really enjoying the atmosphere of our beautiful, beautiful M&T Bank Stadium, man.
That's right. We should probably wrap it up. Things are getting a little loud here. We got the marching band. They're practicing over in the parking lot right there.
Absolutely. So marching Ravens are here. It's going to be great.
That's right.
Football season's upon us. It's what? You know, last day in April.
Mm-hmm.
Last day in April. May 1st is tomorrow, and 3 months from now, we'll be congregating for some training camp, man. It's
that's right. Hold on, I got a countdown. Let me check my phone.
You actually
real quick.
Got a countdown.
Let me see. Hold on, 1 second. Sorry, guys, this is going to take a minute because my phone's old. Let's see. We got reminders.
I didn't know you had a countdown camera. It's pretty awesome.
It's Ravens. The first Ravens preseason game is in 103 days.
I love it. You need to give me that counter. I don't know where you got it from, but please share.
There you
share
go.
All, but. Guys, thank you very much for tuning into the call. We really love and appreciate all of our listeners. We're stoked to cover this Ravens football live on location. We plan on doing this more often if we can. It's been a real treat this morning, getting some good deals, and I really can't wait to sport my new gear. I'll take pictures for everybody and show what the new gear looks like. I'll take pictures of the turf when I get it home.
Yep.
But I did know this, though, and I figured it out. You know what?
What's that?
It might be Ravens season just 4 months out of the year, but you know what? I really love what we do, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The covering the draft, getting excited, the Flock Festival. This is what it is that we do, man. I love it.
Yeah, we're going to have OTAs coming up, mini cams coming up. We know we'll be around a little bit more. This is like the dark period is now. We're starting to get into the light of the season because it's no longer the off season.
Just got to guys enjoy some playoff hockey and ooze.
Yeah, that's right. Get through some of that. I got to talk to Kamar Aiken last weekend.
That's right. I want to hear about that experience next show.
Yeah, next show we'll do that. But he's here full time. He's like, I'm working out full time now. I'm back in the city.
Let's do it.
So there you go. So, guys, If you want to continue the conversation about the Ravens, the draft, whatever, with Josh or I, you can tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can tweet to me at ItalianGQ52 as the band strikes up.
The band strikes
up. That's our cue.
That's
like the Oscars. It just starts playing, wrap it up.
Gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
All right, so guys, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. We have been doing Facebook Live videos. Josh did a draft preview, an instant reaction to the draft pick. We just did one from the outlet sale. We're going to do more of them. Like, as little things are coming up that maybe don't warrant an entire show, we'll be doing a Facebook Live reaction video at least to keep you guys informed. So make sure you like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Remember, we do this for free. You listen, you stream, and you download for free. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast. And we are the only Ravens podcast on Google Play Music. We are number one because we're the only one there.
I'll take it for now.
All right, guys, that's it for the show. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Guys, thank you very much, Brandon, for being generous host and setting us up live on location. It's been a fun morning. Really can't wait to get after it. Let's see what the Ravens have in store this weekend. We have 5 picks in round 4.
Yeah, draft's not over.
Nope, draft's not over. We have more players coming. Can't wait to see what experiences it brings. See if we're making any deals, any trades, and see, hey, we might find a new gems here. So with that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.